Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bonjour. Dobro jutro. Darlings, welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. And the show is live, but it will be archived. Now it's 11:30 Central Time until noon, and then after that, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on February 8th, and the topic today is joy is a choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. It is universal. We make choices every minute, every day. Our choices create our reality, our life. Every choice counts. Our choices come back to embrace us or bite us in the butt. Why not choose overwhelming joy? Oh, I just love giving a voice to my passion. And I'm just going to digress for a moment and invite you to consider being the star of your very own live half-hour internet show. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home and office on a landline. I'm broadcasting from my office in the powerful state of Wisconsin. Imagine. It's a powerful advertising, marketing, and PR tool. Now, you have to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and Meechma Devani will talk. We'll see what your passion is. Oh, darlings, don't go to the very end with your dream, your passion still dancing in your heart. Now, I work with you on content, and the days are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 11:30. Yes, there is a one-time modest fee. But now remember, you could be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium by electing to advertise on Live with Kathy via a 30-second commercial or a 60-second commercial. There's a 13-week commitment, and it is so affordable. Give a voice to your passion. Well, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Your show, then, is archived. I email... Oh, no commercials. It's all about you. I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Get in touch with Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Joy is a choice. Look in the mirror. How joyful are you today? Well, I'm really joyful, but I have to tell you, where I live, the sun is shining, but I just heard the weather forecast, and we're going to be hit with another snowstorm. Now, most of you would really be upset about that, but why? You can't do anything about it. When I had my worldwide fashion agency, and I choreographed and produced fashion shows with unique themes, I didn't have the luxury of looking out the window and saying, well, I guess I don't have to go out today. It's snowing. No, when you're under contract, you just go. And why would you let weather stop you from pursuing whatever you had to do? So look in the mirror today. How joyful are you? How joyful are you? Now, to create new patterns of joy, we need to recover from well-being parents or caretakers. The patterns of self-sabotage based on conscious or unconscious beliefs of not being good enough, rejection, and other fears too numerous to mention leave deep grooves in our psyches. It's a habit. You're in the habit of toxic negative thinking. And habits are difficult to change. But persevere. When the thought comes in, just simply say, you were not invited, so please leave. The truth is, I am. Two words are so powerful. I am. I am Kathy Watson, radio talk show host on Blog Talk Radio. And yes, it is partially sponsored, but I really think of them as my partners. So let me digress for a moment, and then I'll get back to joy. Impact. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. Although the Dom Perignon of the trades, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Just take a deep breath and close your eyes. Nothing would be standing today without the work of iron workers, their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. And you've heard me tell you this story that I climbed the John Hancock, 94 floors, 1,632 stairs, and Frank DeMarco, who played Andy with me in Love Letters on the world stage, said, "Listen, sweetie, just remember, we iron workers were there first. So you could climb knowing that you're in good hands. But I have to tell you, when you get in the stairwell, it's nice to know that the stairs are solid, but the air is something else." Now, I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? You do have to qualify, and it's for you gals too. Log on ironworkers.org, and you become an apprentice for maybe 3 to 4 years. You're getting paid, your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And darlings, on January 25th, I did Ballet on the Beam. So log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, January 25th, and click on Ballet on the Beam, and you'll hear the CD. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, it's just awesome. And you could get the CD from me for a small fee, and plus shipping and handling. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He is the developer of wire art sculpture and leather works. Unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs, made one at a time. Do you want to find out more about it? Be sure and email kathystudio@sbcglobal, and I shall be delighted to put you in touch with him. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Oh, Bill and I have been together longer than most marriages, over 40 years. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operations. Thereby all natural techniques and methods. Decades in development and research. And you'll learn how to distress your body and your face. Stress toxicity. Release toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging. It's available as an ebook or a soft copy. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire, wants to share with you winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Toxic Negative Thinking. That's what is ruling your life right now. It is so habit that you aren't even, you think it is a way of life. Darlings, it is not. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? Do you want to be the CEO of your own company without investing huge capital? I have the formula. It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, encouraging you to believe in yourself, and it's a learning curve. Do you want to be the CEO of your own business? And invite your children, make it a family affair. But darlings, you do need the formula. I have it. Email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I am giving a strong voice to my passion. I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Joy is a choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. You already know that. But you know it takes faith and better choices to create joy. To live from our hearts, not fear. Time to spring into joy. Even if we make the wrong choice, we end up at the right place. Everything has a purpose. It helps develop character and strength and resiliency if we choose. Choose to be the victor, not the victim. Oh, darlings, you're more powerful than you ever, ever could imagine. Now, when we're talking about joy in your life, I want to ask you something. Time is life. And joy is life, your choices. Spending your time with someone means giving a portion of your life that you will never get back. You gave it to that person or the job. So, darlings, please don't give a portion of your life to someone that is not worthy or criticizes, does not acknowledge. But you must be exemplary in your behavior to that other in your life. The only place where your dream becomes impossible is in your own thinking. And remember, we did a show on dreams. One that's just a dream. You know, it's la la, it's up there and never, never land. Oh, I had this dream, but. And there's the dream that you persevere with, and you keep moving forward, and you get over all of the obstacles while you're traveling on that higher path to life. And then you stand at the mountain. You've made it. You've achieved. And your dream is there for you and the world to learn from. How exciting is that? Remember, joy is a choice. What choice are you holding in your thinking right now? What is stopping you from being simply ageless, gorgeous, and handsome? Okay, let's find out what you're thinking and what your response is going to be. Now remember, joy is a choice. Now, do you get irritable and depressed when someone else succeeds? Tell the truth. You don't feel loved or loving? When meeting a successful person, you feel anxious rather than honored? It seems to you that a victorious end justifies morally dubious means. That's interesting. And do you, in the deep recesses of your mind, hope for others to fail or to do badly? You really don't know what you like until you know what others think. Why? Whose life are you living? Are you living your life according to the gospel of someone else? How sad. Oh, you never feel good enough? Winning creates a brief happy moment, which quickly gives way to anxiety. Why is that? What's your self-talk? TNT? Losing devastates you to the point of despair. No! Failure isn't failure if you take it that way. Failure and losing, or if you don't get what you want, it only means that there's a better way. So step over that block. Go around it. Are you in the habit of criticizing everyone? And you believe everyone is criticizing you? I love what Joe Campbell said. To live a life, we must be willing to let go of the life we've planned. Release it. So as to have the life that is waiting for us, waiting for you. Ralph Emerson said, nothing can bring you joy and peace but yourself. What are you thinking? Call in 347-637-3789. Could you find comfort in the uncomfortable? There is no certainty. There is only adventure. Even stars explode. You know, we're reminded that every spiritual life has difficulties because every ordinary life does. Now, if you truly believe in the spirituality of your life, your difficulties can be a source of awakening, deepening wisdom and patience. All right, there's a wonderful tale about a king who has a boulder put on the road leading to his kingdom. He then hides to see if anyone will remove it. Many wealthy people came by, but they all chose to go around it. After a while, A peasant carrying a heavy load comes along. He puts down his pack and struggles with the boulder. After pushing and straining for quite a while, he succeeds in pushing the boulder aside. Ah! He then sees a purse where the boulder had been, and inside, he finds many gold pieces, and there was a note from the king declaring that it all belonged to the person who removed the boulder. So what is the moral of this story? Do you know it? Don't you get it, darlings, that every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve your condition? There are no failures. There are no tragedies. There are not setbacks. They're all there as a learning process. We could become more than happened to us. We can use higher power principles or spiritual principles to overcome any condition that life presents to us. We can move beyond fear and doubt, grow wiser and more serene. That's only, now open your mind, when you see every experience as being capable of teaching you, teaching all of us a lesson. So in our life, while we're moving higher on the path of life, now we could either grow or simply become a victim. It's entirely up to you, the individual. Can you today see only possibilities and opportunities for growth? Everywhere I look, I see power expressing. I release fear and doubt, and know everything is unfolding in divine perfection. What are you thinking? Do you love all and feel comfortable in your life? How happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And 10 being the best. Are you 10, 9, 8, 1? It's your choice. It's your choice. If you want to live in joy, and you're not living your joyous life now, it's never too late. So ask yourself, is your life mundane? Are you satisfied with the status quo? Are you settling to give in? Are you throwing in the towel? Are you open to change? Huh. You see, I have no way of knowing what your answers will be. But if you answered yes to even one of the questions, don't despair. Help and hope is a heartbeat away. Right now, you're going to discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer right now, with joy in your heart. You see, 2018 is the age of choices. How exciting to know that we have within our power to commit to commitment, to commit to change, no matter how difficult. Design. You're the designer. You're the choreographer of the rest of your life through your choices. Choices. Choose joy. Choices decide whether we're to be happy or sad, healthy or active, to be a contributor or non-existent. You could change. Embrace joy. Renew your life. Begin again. Become fresh and strong. Refresh your outlook. No is not in your vocabulary. Yes, it is. Yes is in. Get excited about new adventures. Dare to think out of the box. Oh, but you're all just too comfortable. You're too lazy. So you deserve the life you have because you're the choreographer. The choices you make create your life. revive your hidden passions. We all have had dreams that have been suppressed in the deep recesses of our heart. Is it a novel, a book of poems? Are you an artist? Do you have an idea, an invention that you need to share with the world? It's never too late. Be joyous in your choice. Say yes. Step out of the box. Repair. Repair whatever has to be addressed and healed in your personal and spiritual life. Timing is everything. And the time is now. But you have to put your ego on the back burner and extend the olive branch. There's nothing that can't be mended when you have true intention and love as your motivator. Can you step out of your comfort zone? Can you reach and challenge yourself beyond your comfort zone? Oh, we know that change is very difficult, but if you're unhappy and unfulfilled, then what you've been doing isn't working. Time to challenge yourself. It was amazing when you made the decision to reach out how many are waiting for you with warmth and love. What choices are you going to make today that will bring joy to your heart? Because you could rejoice through your choices. You evolve as a role model ready to empower and inspire others that they too can revitalize their lives. Let me bring this closer to home, very personal. My master plan, many years ago, I made a commitment that I would not be a burden to my children, to remain functional for as long as possible. Bill, my husband, and I are exercise evangelists. We met decades ago. Bill's an iron worker, and I hail from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And they said it wouldn't last. We both were actively engaged in daily exercise. Along with our exercises, we took vitamin supplements, still do. At that point in time, exercise and vitamins were not fashionable. We were labeled eccentric, but we prevailed. We knew, and today we enjoy a quality of life that eludes many. But with sadness, Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, my husband companion for over 64 years, passed away in June 2016. And the loneliness, well, I can't even go into this. Because you see, when I look into my future, I see exciting opportunities, challenges, helping others to realize that they are the decision makers. Hey, all of you, darlings, have the power to create any lifestyles you want. You are the choreographer of your life. But if you don't have a vision, what on earth are you going to offer the rest of the world? Middle age has been defined as the time between youth and old age. Who determines what number to give to old age? We're living longer. Scientists claim that we could and should live to 120, 150 years. If that's the case, then the age of 60 is the infant of old age. Look, to age is human. It's inevitable. Not to show it. Absolutely divine. And the good news is that it's available through your choices. Now, you've all read and heard me say that at birth we're dealt our genetic cards. How you play them is up to you. Choose wisely. I did. 2018, the age of choices and renewal. Live your life like it's golden. Bring joy into your life. Remember that choice is the only freedom that we have. So how is your life going? Warmest wishes. Remember to always be in your best elements, Au revoir.